employment in BC. What does this mean? Well, this is the basic law. No, that can't. You cannot work a contract that dips you under the Employment Standards Act. It applies to all.
Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On March 26th, a workshop on workplace rights was hosted at Simon Fraser University by the Worker Solidarity Network. This workshop was hosted in collaboration with the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, SFU Labor Studies, and the Student Worker Center Initiative, which is something that is still currently being developed by SFU students. The Worker Solidarity Network is a labor advocacy group that provides educational resources and organizes campaigns for precarious and non-unionized workers throughout BC. CJSF attended the workshop, where the event's hosts Ismail Askin and Chris Castaños asked attendees to share their experiences of past employment and presented a dense package of facts regarding labor rights, everything from wage theft to community organizing around workplace rights. After the event, CJSF spoke with both Chris and Ismail and asked them why it was important for them to speak with students about labor rights in this context and how this event came to be in the first place.
So my name is Ismail or Ishmael, and I am the Community Engagement and Campaign Coordinator with the Worker Solidarity Network, as well as with the Legal Advocates. So my role is to, well, engage community, join events, facilitate events, organize our various campaigns and plug community members into it, as well as supporting workers directly with their cases.
My name is Chris. I am the Membership Engagement Coordinator and a legal advocate with the Worker Solidarity Network. And what that looks like is just bringing members and people together who care about worker justice, finding ways for them to connect and share stories and hold events together. And also provide, as a legal advocate, provide be a resource for workers who are seeking justice in their workplace.
Yeah, so the event was actually coordinated mostly by the students here at SFU who reached out to us expressing that they were interested in hosting a workshop as part of a process they have to try and set up a student worker center, try to kick it off and involve more students at SFU in both labor struggles and in learning about their rights as workers. So on the Worker Solidarity Network front, we can actually take very little credit because this was almost entirely organized and planned by SFU students. And our role was to basically be present and support their work by providing this workshop.
I think there's the section in the act where we talk about, in the presentation where we talk about who is represented or who is protected, especially in regards to migrant workers, international students. One thing we really like to emphasize is that all workers, regardless of status, are protected under the Employment Standards Act.
Yeah, so our website is very straightforward, just workersolidarity.ca. So if you even look up Worker Solidarity Network, BC, we're probably the top result on Google. And there, what students and workers can find is there is a form, a request support form that they can fill out where we'll just have a few questions around what their issue specifically is. If they fill out that form, then they will be able to book an appointment with us where, depending on what they're looking for, if you're a student and you're just looking for answers to some questions, then one of our legal advocates will get in touch with you, and that's all we'll do. We'll provide those answers. If you need further support, if you need perhaps someone to help you write a complaint to the Employment Standards Branch, or in some cases even represent you, we would also have that discussion, and we would never do anything without your explicit desire and consent. So if you're coming to us but you want to stay anonymous, you don't want to file a complaint, you just have questions, that's all we'll do. And then beyond that, on the About Us, you can find all of our emails, and you can get in touch with whoever you think is most appropriate. So if you have questions about becoming a member, you'll find Chris's email there. If you want to perhaps have us at an event or host an event together with us, you'll find my email there, and we are very friendly. You can just shoot us an email.
Despite the breadth of topics and issues that were discussed during the workshop, The Worker Solidarity Union was actually not able to get to every single point that they originally had planned for. According to Ismail and Chris, a part two of this workshop is currently in the works. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.